This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnny Ray will take things home here. We've been talking about international news, but there's news about the baby that was killed in a police raid. Maybe you remember the one where they tossed a flashbang or
something
like that?
Wasn't killed.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, just severe damage to his face. He did get some plastic surgery, too.
Oh, my gosh. He might have wanted to die, I think.
Well, I don't know what a baby that young wants.
I recall reading that he was likely disfigured for life. Flashbang went off right next to the head of a sleeping infant. It blew open his chest. And
right in his face.
Yeah. I apologize. Yep. I misunderstood that
but
story.
But he is still alive.
We'll get to the details on that. Johnny Ray has that story. And we were talking about ISIS and some of the latest news out of the Middle East. Actually, in the case of the main story from the first hour of the show, was the 19-year-old who has been arrested in O'Hare Airport for allegedly attempting to join ISIS. Would love to hear your thoughts on whether or not that should actually be a crime. According to some of the comments on our Facebook profile, apparently some people think that it is. Jeremy Michael responds, because I posted the article about this. He says, sorry, leaving the U.S. to fight for a terror organization isn't a thought crime, it's treason. Please stop spewing BS and read the Constitution you claim to love.
Well, I don't claim to love the Constitution. It's a piece of paper. I think that they're, you know, likely. I think I could sit down, having seen 200 and something years of the Constitution, sit down and write a better document, frankly. But, you know, that's just me. Secondarily, I would also say that what does the Constitution have to do with this? Yes, the United States government does get to one of the like four things the Constitution lets the federal government do is dictate what treason is. Mm-hmm. They are able to pass the laws. I mean, that's a power that they have. But I just, you know, obviously this gentleman isn't listening. But, you know, I mean, I think that a person should be able to change their mind.
Well, that's true. I mean, the young man wasn't actually convicted of hurting anybody. I was reading through his indictment here by the federal goons, and it doesn't really reveal how it was that they came to suspect him in the first place beyond that he bought a ticket. Beyond that, Austrian Airlines reported to the FBI in late September that a ticket was purchased by someone for this gentleman in order to take him to Turkey. And
I think that's sufficient, frankly. Right now, the Western governments, Great Britain, United States specifically, are keeping very close eye on who's headed over to Syria to fight for ISIL or ISIS or IS or whatever they are.
So it may have just been that they wanted to talk to this guy, that they didn't know much more than that he had purchased a ticket and that they wanted to interview him. And then when they got him in a room and said whatever they said, he gave up his Miranda rights and went ahead and talked. And that could have been all it really was.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So we don't know if there's more detail as far as like somebody who was an FBI agent attempting to talk him into this. That information obviously
wouldn't be the first time on that either.
That's correct. That information obviously is not being revealed in the FBI's own documents here. They claim that he waived his Miranda rights both verbally and he signed a form to consent to waive his Miranda rights. And during that interview, Khan advised that individual C, whom he had met online, had provided him the phone number of a person Khan was supposed to contact once he arrived in Istanbul. The contact was to take Khan to where ISIS was. When asked where that was, Khan said the area in Syria, in Iraq, and Iraq. Khan said he also planned on remaining there permanently and that he knew he would be arrested if he returned to the United States. When asked what he was going to do there, Khan advised that he expected to be involved in some type of public service, a police force, humanitarian work, or a combat role, which could be just about anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
So that's kind of a summary of that in the, you know, the previous segment that we had in the last hour, kind of a summary of what the indictment says in this particular case. So if you believe what the feds have to say, they received info, this guy bought a ticket, they opened an investigation, they raided his house at the same time as he was at the airport while he was being interviewed at the airport. He gave up information to them on a supposedly voluntary basis, and they have now charged him with a felony that could result in him being in prison for 15 years. And I think it's horrible what they've done to this young man.
I sympathize with the kid. I know when you're 19, you know you're hard charging, you want to go out and change the world, and you kind of, I'm speaking personally, when I was that age, I had a very black and white thought about how the world worked, and I joined the Marine Corps. I thought that America was the greatest force for good in the world, and
I believe that's what the Navy says in their new ad.
Yes, they do. And so he went out and did this. Wanted to travel to Turkey, travel to Syria, fight for what he thought was right, and I feel for him.
Well, I've got to say I don't have much sympathy for him. What my concern is the law. And the law, as I understand these things, and it all comes out of the English common law, and the idea is that there needs to be a victim. In this circumstance, no one has been harmed. This is somebody who apparently drew some pictures. Maybe he likes ISIL, whatever it is, for whatever reason he likes it. But I want to know that he's committed a crime. I want to know that there's a victim. I want to see who's been harmed. I don't think that just because a person decides to leave the country, even if joining ISIS is a crime, he hadn't done it yet. He'd just gone, you know, he might have changed his mind. He might have got there to Turkey and said, you know what? This is nuts. I'm going home.
One of the other comments from Irvin Phillips on our Facebook profile, which, by the way, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com to find that. Irvin says, I'll have to part with my natural, extremely libertarian ways here. He doesn't say anything further, but I think the suggestion is that he would support what happened to this young man, that he's parting from his extremely libertarian ways. And if you are a libertarian, then you don't just part from your viewpoint because you happen to be scared about some terrorist organization. If you are a liberty-minded person, you don't believe that people should be threatened and had force used against them, the initiation of force used against them to achieve political or social goals. And that's what the government and that's what the state does. So to take their side on this, I don't think is very freedom-oriented. Bill Clark says, so he's going from Chicago to Istanbul via Vienna on Saturday, then going to fight with ISIS and return home on Thursday? Makes perfect sense. Also, why is it that all these arrests for alleged terrorists or school shootings always leave notes detailing their motives? Seems like a bit curious to me. I mean, seriously, it's a 19-year-old kid going overseas for 5 days. He's going to write a note telling his parents not to talk to the police? Who the F would do that? Well, first of all, if you really are going to join ISIS, you don't want to, you're not going to be staying there for 5 days. You are going to be staying there.
What his claim is that this is a round-trip ticket.
Right. You generally want to buy a round-trip ticket so it doesn't look as suspicious.
Okay.
Like if you're going to be doing drug couriering, for instance, you don't want to buy a one-way ticket because that sets off red flags, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was smart to buy a round-trip ticket, but apparently that still didn't prevent them from investigating him, according to the indictment. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about some local bad cops here in a little bit, but I've actually got the video of the newest alleged beheading. Still don't know much about the victim in this case, Alan Henning, the British gentleman that has allegedly been beheaded, but it's actually a fairly short video, this one. It opens up with a clip from what appears to be a Sky News or some sort of BBC News presentation where they're talking about the, deliberating blah, blah, blah bombings, you know, explaining that the UK government has joined the United States in the bombings of Syria. And so then it goes on to fade to black and then fade back into where we're used to seeing these videos outside in a desert location, a man kneeling with an orange shirt on, flanked by the man dressed in black and a mask. who's holding a knife. This one is only about a minute and 10 seconds long, and the first 26 seconds are the intro, so the remainder, less than a minute, is all of what we're going to play for you here. That's coming up. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Johnny Ray will tell us, did the police who were involved in the shooting, which burned the face of an infant, will they be held responsible? We'll find out. Take your guesses. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites. Ours is free. That's freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you like to, you know, send a little something toward Free Talk Live as a thank you. We've got the Bitcoin tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our tip jar address there. Just drop in whatever you feel is appropriate. And if you don't have any Bitcoin yet, you can get some pretty easily by going to expresscoin.com from the United States or Canada. You can get hooked up with not just Bitcoin, but also Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, and even Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. In fact, if you order less than $40 worth of cryptocurrency there and use code FTL as your coupon code, you'll get that Bitcoin sent to you for no fee whatsoever. So you've got to pay for the Bitcoin itself, but there's no transfer fee on top of that.
Right. So ExpressCoin.com has one of the lowest transaction fees out there among any company that you can buy Bitcoins from.
Yeah, if you buy more than $40, you probably will not find a lower fee. It's 3% last time I looked.
But they will waive that lowest fee simply by if you enter coupon code FTL and you buy less than $40 worth, because it's really meant for people who are buying small amounts and for people that are, you know,
first timers. So money order, check, wire transfer, depositing cash at a local credit union with shared banking, those are all options for you when you use Express Coin. So it's very easy and it's fast. ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL. So I got the video here, and then Johnny Ray will take us back here to the United States with an update on the police who had fired some sort of a flashbang grenade into a crib, landed next to an infant, and severely burned, disfiguring that infant. Apparently the infant did not die in this, but they're not going to look very pretty throughout their whole life. We'll get you more information about what happened there. But here's the latest message to America and its allies. And this was posted on a Netherlands journalism site, thepostonline.nl. Because, again, coming across these videos is not exactly an easy thing to do. Here is, and it's also not an easy thing to watch, even though they don't actually show the beheading itself. Like the past three videos that we've talked about here, the video does fade out after the man with the knife begins to allegedly cut the victim's neck, and then fades back in to show the corpse with the beheaded head on top of that that corpse.
None of which makes any sense to me. I mean, if they're trying to strike fear into the heart of Westerners and Americans, why not show the whole deal?
Well, I was wondering that myself when we first started to hear about these videos. Maybe the reason is they want more people to see it. You think? Because, for instance, when we...
Is it working?
I don't know. When we first talked about this, I would not watch the video because I had seen the Nick Berg video, which that's got to be a decade old now at this point.
Yeah.
And the Nick Berg video looked like it was shot on a BlackBerry. It was very, very grainy. It was not a particularly good video quality. But it was gross, and it was horrifying to watch that, because there was the actual beheading that took place on the video. And so knowing how awful that was, I did not want to see that happen again. And I certainly didn't want to see it happen in HD, which these new videos are very, very high quality.
Yeah.
And so when we heard that, oh, well, no, they don't actually behead anyone, the beheading actually doesn't – it's not shown on the video itself, that was what convinced us to go and watch it. So maybe they feel like this will make it penetrate more eyeballs or something like that.
I had no intention of watching it until I found out that you'd actually see the beheading.
So here's the audio track from the video that fades in after they play a brief clip from a British newscast sort of announcing the British involvement in the bombings in Syria and Iraq. Here we go.
I am Alan Henning. Because of our Parliament's decision to attack the Islamic State, I, as a member of the British public, will now pay the price for that decision.
Now, this is the briefest video yet. Usually they're a few minutes long, and usually the statement from the victim runs on longer than this. This one's fairly brief on both of their parts. Now the man dressed in black with the knife speaks up.
The blood of David Haynes was on your hands, Cameron. Alan Henning will also be slaughtered, but his blood is on the hands of the British Parliament.
And he begins to slice Henning definitely is, he looks like he's in pain. You can hear a muffled grunt as the slicing begins, and he certainly sort of jerks backward as that happens. So it doesn't look like it's, you know, it doesn't look like he's not going at him with some force. But of course, like the previous videos, you don't see any blood. It fades out before there's several slices, several kind
of cuts. It's fascinating to me that there's several slices in these videos and there's no blood.
Yeah, from a very, you know, bloody area of your body. I mean, there's some pretty serious veins running through your neck that are easy to access. So
fascinating.
Yeah, it's very strange. And so once again, fades right back out and then fades in to show the alleged aftermath, which is a pan of the man's alleged body and a severed head sitting.
And by a pan, you mean the camera passes over the person.
Correct. Yeah, it goes from foot to head, or where his head was.
Omar, you have started your aerial bombardment in Sham, which keeps on striking our people. So it's only right we continue to strike the next of your people.
And that is where he is holding his next victim, who is American Peter Edward Kassig. And I don't know much about him. I think he's military. That's, I believe, the case there. Any thoughts, gentlemen?
Pretty soon they're going to run out of these folks. You know, the United States is going to kill these people. This guy on this video, he's going to be found, and he's going to be executed.
Okay.
That's what my prediction is.
Well, there has been some suggestion as to who this man is, the
yep.
masked man, Jihadi John, as he's being called. I forget what his alleged real name is, but wasn't he like some British rapper or something?
That's
like
the allegation is that he may be this rapper guy.
Right. So yeah, maybe they will find
this guy. He's certainly got a good voice.
Maybe they will find this guy, and maybe they will execute him, but that, as you pointed out earlier, Mark, will not end the violence. It will not end the beheadings. It will not end the kidnappings. And nothing will stop until someone finally breaks the chain of violence. And it won't be the U.S. government. Unfortunately, it should be. You know, if the government really did want to stop the violence in the Middle East, they should stop their role in it and withdraw all the United States troops from overseas and bring them back to the United States, and then issue some sort of statement saying that we're sorry, we made a mistake, and we shouldn't have gone and bombed anybody ever.
Well, honestly, I don't think that the United States government – okay, the United States government has gotten itself into this sticky wicket on their own. You shouldn't deal with terrorists. I get the idea that they're dealing with here, but they should have been there in the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
The very first execution – was one execution too much, and it's because the United States' involvement there. Now, if the United States withdraws, and obviously it's not going
nope.
to. I mean, it's nonsense.
This is what they do. They do violence.
You know, the U.S. military isn't going to withdraw. It isn't going to go back to its borders. But at that point, then, you can get Washington to do whatever you want by grabbing some U.S. citizen and cutting their head off, or at least pretending to cut their head off. I'm not entirely sure what I see on these videos. I really am not.
Sure. And again, we don't even know if it's actually ISIS or whatever. Who knows who's producing these videos?
Well, the folks that I speak to, these videos do seem to affect them in such a way that they are ready to support the military.
Yes.
Yeah, the military, the U.S. military actions that are unfolding now, the airstrikes, boots on the ground.
Maybe it's the CIA who's making these videos. Who knows?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts at 855-453.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, and bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And I just realized the entire show tonight, I've been looking at the wrong phone screening software. So apologies to everybody that's been on hold the entire time.
Oh, man.
So, my bad there. Toll-free number, we'll get to your calls here in just a moment, 855-450-FREE, and there's bounties available right now for you to collect at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. One of them is worth 38 Bitcoins. Bitcoin's being worth about $300-something dollars today. That's a lot of money. You can use your investigative skills and collect the bounty. And you can also place your own bounty or even add to the ones that are already there. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. It's going to be done by people like you with the skills and the ability to profit from your work. Go check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com as we go to Virgil in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Virgil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, good, good. What's up?
Well, we are here at the Beaver Creek Police Department in Beaver Creek, Ohio, and a group of about 15 or 20 protesters have occupied the large lobby of the building, and they are sleeping here. They have sleeping bags and some tents and pillows and food, and basically they are refusing to leave until some action will be taken by the police department, by the city, until the either the police officer that shot John Crawford in Walmart about a month ago will be fired or prosecuted.
So someone shot a guy in Walmart?
Yeah, this was the guy that...
Yes. Yes, so about a month or so ago, a man, a 23-year-old, I believe he was, a young man, was picked up a BB gun off a Walmart shelf. He started walking around with it in the store, and someone called 911, and the police showed up and shot him and killed him.
Yeah, wasn't he on the phone or something when they did it?
Yes, he was on the phone. He was shot in the back. The cops less than a second to comply. They yelled out, drop the gun, and then they immediately shot him, basically. So it was, if you watch the video, it was, to me, it was outright murder.
Sounds horrifying. I have not seen this video yet. Now, you said you're in the police department, and you're planning on staying there until what?
Well, so the police chief, there's a large group of students, actually. It's called the Ohio Student Association. They have spearheaded this, which is interesting because some of us from the local cop block chapter are here. Some gun owners have gotten behind this because this is more or less an open carry issue. So it's interesting to see all the dynamics of this protest because it brings back, it brings together people from all kinds of political backgrounds, like liberals and, you know, gun owners and cop block folks. So we're all kind of united against the same issue, which is basically police brutality. So that's why we're here. The group is making the demand to basically fire the police officer and prosecute him. The police chief has refused to meet with us so far. But apparently there are some hints that tomorrow at 1 o'clock, you know, he agreed to meet with some of the group members. And I'm not sure what's going to come out of that, but I'll be sure to be here and document it.
Has the surveillance video been released?
The surveillance videos have been released. If you Google John Crawford, the Walmart shooting, you should be able to find the video. It's very clear.
Yeah,
the 911 caller even lied about it. The caller said that he saw John pointing the rifle or the air rifle at children and so on. But the video is very clear showing that he's never done anything like that. Some people are even speculating that this is a purely racial-driven activity, basically, because John was black.
It could be that.
The racial issues are never involved when cops come in the picture, right?
It could be that, or it could be that there's this movement among people that oppose open carry that we should, whenever we see a person with a gun, call it in as a man with a gun. And it could very well be a person who did exactly that. And as far as I'm concerned, if that person claims that he pointed that gun at children, that's a crime.
Yeah, talk about instigating cops who are already, popped up in adrenaline. I mean, when you call 911 and say there's a guy with a gun pointing at a little kid, that's some serious allegations right there. So I could not agree more. There's this nationwide group called Moms Demand Action. They're against guns, and they've been actually floating this idea around in some of their forums about calling cops whenever they see someone open carrying. So it seems to be like murder by cop, more or less.
That's as much of a possibility. It's difficult to say what happened. I mean, we just have the video, but the video seems to show him as an innocent person.
Yep, holding the phone, kind of holding the butt of the gun, holding it into the ground like a cane, and he was shot right there like an animal, ironically, in the pet aisle at Walmart.
Now, there's no charges, correct? The officer who shot this guy, he is scot-free?
So a grand jury 2 weeks ago refused to indict this officer. They said that he was afraid. I don't know what the phrase was. He was afraid for his life, so he was justified in shooting this man. No charges will be filed, at least not at the state level. Apparently, the feds are now investigating this. Some people are hoping that the FBI will investigate and the Justice Department will file some charges. I'm not sure about that. I doubt it will happen. But that's the latest. And right now, basically, this group of protesters here are refusing to leave. They're sleeping here until supposedly they say until something will be done.
Wow, that's, I have to say, it's pretty hardcore. How many protesters are we talking about?
Right now there are about 20 people. I'm looking at them here in the lobby, and of course it's kind of later at night. But tomorrow will be the big day because the chief will come out and hopefully do something about this. I'm not optimistic, but tomorrow we should see a lot more people being here. Also, John Crawford, who was the man that was shot, his mother came here earlier, and she brought some food for all of us. So that was actually pretty emotional.
Yeah. Imagine what that's like.
And I hope you guys have multiple video cameras on the scene.
I think there are probably 20 people here and about 50 video cameras.
All right, that's pretty good.
Furthermore, there was another death in that Walmart that night. Angela Williams.
That's right.
Was getting her children out of the store. I guess she had a heart attack or something because of the gunshots.
What happened, she had a heart condition, and she only panicked. The store was actually very calm. There were no panic in the store until the police showed up, and they created panic, and they started shooting, at which point Angela took her two children and ran away with them. And then her heart condition kind of, you know, caused her to have a heart attack or something along these lines, and she passed away in the store.
Oh, my.
If that Angela had been a police officer, and if that police officer had a heart attack responding to, say, a convenience store robbery or something like that, the robber could very well be guilty of murder.
If the robber lives.
Charged with manslaughter or something along these lines. I totally agree, yes.
Have the police threatened you at all, Virgil, or the other protesters for occupying said department?
No threat so far. I was told that last night around 4 in the morning, they were all asleep here, and one officer came and just kind of stood at the door and turned his radio to the max, the volume, and just stood there just to be basically
a jerk.
And
when did this start? Last night?
This started yesterday morning. It's a pretty recent occurrence. I'm here documenting, trying to shoot some footage. Maybe put a short documentary together later on about this and just document what's happening, because this is actually a pretty incredible scene here. I've never seen anything like this before, except in Europe when we were kind of on the streets against communism. But this is a fairly new event here.
Now, this is the town of Beaver Creek. Is that right?
Beaver Creek, Ohio. And look, if local people want to come here and join us, we'll be here. I will be here for the next few hours. I'll be back.
Is this the only department in Beaver Creek, or are there more than one location?
This is the only department. No, there's only one location. You can Google the location. If you are in the Dayton or Columbus or Beaver Creek area, come over. You know, I think the more people show up, the better.
Yeah, I'm glad you have all those cameras there, Virgil.
Absolutely.
Beaver Creek, by the way, is a small city of about 45,000 people. How many officers are in the department there?
I'm looking at the panel here. They have it on the wall. I would say maybe about 30 officers.
About 30,
20
okay.
20
to 30. Wow, that's fewer than we have here in King, New Hampshire. Thanks, Virgil. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Let us know if anything develops, and hopefully it won't.
Have a great evening, guys.
Hopefully no one gets hurt. Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-453, because that same officer is still out there. I don't know if he's still on leave or not, but he hasn't lost his job.
He can feel threatened.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you,
or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Now that we actually have access to our phones, we can take your calls. Apologies to anyone who called.
How mortifying.
Yeah, it's,
did this happen yesterday? Did we have any calls yesterday?
I don't think we did have calls yesterday, and I think it might have been for this reason. Oh, so, God. I don't know. So, we had some technical difficulties, and that is, I didn't notice that we were on the wrong phone screen.
Yeah, the wrong. So.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeesh.
If I had changed the number 4 to a number 1, or the number 1 to a number 4, then we would have been good.
That's the reality of the situation.
So, and our board op was wondering why we weren't taking the calls, and he was about to say something to us, and I finally figured it out on my own. So, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype, which I do have logged into the correct account. Skype username is lrn.fm. So if we did take a call yesterday, I bet you it was a Skype call. If there was a call that we took.
Yeah.
So contact us in whichever way works best for you and join us online at freetalklive.com. The us includes me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
Let's go right back into your calls. Jackson is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Jackson.
Greetings. How are you?
Hello. Feeling incompetent. How about you?
I was just doing some preliminary research about Columbus Day. And then I found out that the city of Seattle has renamed Columbus Day Indigenous People Day.
Well, there you go. So do you think they still have furniture store sales?
You know what? They're going to need bigger signs because you're going to have to put more letters on the sign than Columbus Day because Indigenous People's Day will require a bigger sign.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that I necessarily oppose the decision. I mean, if you're going to have a day, better to be the day for remembering the victims of this slaughtering a-hole Columbus who, you know, they don't tell you in the government schools when you're growing up that apparently he just, you know, was the man who murdered countless people when he landed here. So... you know, there is that. I can't say.
Did we read about that? I don't really remember Columbus being much of a killer. Certainly, Hernando de Soto was.
Did you? Pretty sure that's the rest of the story with Columbus.
He was arrested and sent back in chains, I believe.
Is that right? I didn't know that part of the story either.
Yeah,
maybe he himself didn't do the murdering. I imagine it was his crew.
Well, I mean, if he's captaining, there's no doubt about it. He brought people back, you know, as essentially slaves, but he may have enticed them. I don't know.
And also, Jackson, nobody knows what he looks like, because every picture in every textbook, every painting of him that you see, wearing the funny hat, That's an artist's rendition. There's no known portraits of him at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Jackson. I appreciate the call. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Eric on the line listening in Grand Forks, Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I was listening to the guy who was talking about that protest at the police station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it just seems to me that I think even libertarians would agree that, you know, we don't say that there shouldn't be police power. But I think what's happened nowadays is that police power has been taken and just like totally concentrated into the hands of just a few elite psychopaths. Okay. Because, I mean, think about it. They carry every conceivable weapon that you can imagine. And you, if you were to get caught with like a little knife in your pocket, well, I mean, God help you. You know, that's carrying a concealed weapon. You can't do that. You know, does anyone else see a problem with this?
Absolutely. Of course, in a lot of places, or in some places, it's not as illegal to have a knife. I think that here in New Hampshire, I don't want to speak, I don't know the law exactly, but I think that, does concealed carry, that only counts with guns in New Hampshire, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can have a knife in your pocket.
Yeah. So, at least around these parts, it's not illegal to have a knife in your pocket.
But I can tell you, going to court, if you're dealing, say you've got a speeding ticket or something like that, the police officer who's going to testify against you will be able to carry his gun in.
Yeah, and you will not be allowed to have a knife in court, right. That much is true.
He can stand there, he can actually prosecute you in many cases with a gun on his hip, but you won't be able to bring in so much as a pen knife, I mean a tiny little thing.
I'm not really at all convinced. I could be, but I'm not convinced that there should be such a thing as police power. I don't necessarily think that we ever need to have power over another person's body, and I think that we can have – I think the threats to us are really – overblown. The perceived threat to us on a daily basis is overblown.
I agree with that.
I don't fear for anybody from anybody.
Have been killers. I mean, there right. have been. I mean, there have been crazed killers who weren't police, right?
Yeah,
John,
but there's
right?
not a power. Right. Cop block. What they say is that badges don't grant extra rights, and this is really important because we all have the rights we have. The people in this studio, the caller, we all have our rights. If we decide to abrogate some of those rights to an organization that is going to protect us, that organization doesn't gain any rights beyond what we're able to turn over, essentially, or to license them for. So we don't have
exactly.
the right to go and shoot a man in the back who happens to have a gun, pointed at the floor. We don't have the right to do that. If that man picks that gun up, turns around and points it at us, you've got the right to shoot him, but that police officer, that's not what happened. And in this circumstance, that police officer, he stepped beyond his rights and should be charged.
Eric, any other thoughts
right.
you want to share?
Yeah, if I could just put a finer point on what I meant there, and I agree with you on that, but it's like what I guess I need is for the government to simply get out of my way and that I can, you know, carry a gun myself. And, you know, I do not need and I do not want cops to protect me. They can't protect me. Heck, most of the time they can't even protect themselves. And so what I need is for them to get the legislature to get out of my way and you know, not come and prosecute me for taking out some guy who walks into my house in the middle of the night, for example.
Yeah, I would like them to see more arresting of the legislature. Thank you for the call tonight, Eric. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, Johnny Ray, I mean, when you're saying we don't need to have police power, like I agree that there shouldn't be a monopoly on force, but there's nothing wrong with the idea of having someone pursue a killer, right? Like, let's say there's a serial killer, and there have been serial killers in the past. There's a serial killer on the loose, and, you know, we don't have the government police, which I think would be a nice situation because we don't want a monopoly over policing. But there are different insurance companies or protection agencies that have investigators, and they have people, bounty hunters, who are willing to go out and capture somebody. Now, I agree with Mark that just because you suspect someone of being the serial killer doesn't mean you get to ice them. But at the same time, if you've got evidence that so-and-so is the serial killer, then it's a nice thing to have someone who's willing to go and put that guy in a pair of handcuffs, right, and then bring them in front of some sort of an arbitrator for a trial. Isn't there value in that, Johnny Ray? And don't you think people should have that ability to protect themselves?
I think what you need, number one, minus absent the police, I think the all of us in the world, all of us in the U.S., will take steps to protect ourselves. So absent the police, the environment is a lot more dangerous for would-be serial killers.
That's true.
And number two, once you've identified the serial killer, then that's the most important step you can take for everyone's safety. You don't need to do anything to that person except let everybody know who he is, and then let those people...
Yeah, but not everybody's going to know who that person is. Let's be realistic. We live in a large society with hundreds of millions of people around. Most people are paying attention to, you know, watching television or sports or something like that.
Right.
They're not paying attention to what the news is. So, no, everybody's not going to know who those people are. Now, if you're in a small town... You know, I remember going to a small town gas station here in New Hampshire where they had posted up everybody's bad checks that had ever been written, you know, to that store, and like a picture of that person's ID or whatever information they could have had about that person. And maybe if you're living in the small town, there's a chance you would know who John Smith is, the guy that wrote the bad check. But as soon as John Smith moves over to California, nobody's going to know that he wrote a bad check there. So the same thing with this, you know, alleged serial killer. Okay, so you put out the news that there's this serial killer out there. That doesn't mean everyone's paying attention and is going to remember what this person looks like. There's value in having some bounty hunter go and take this guy off the streets, isn't there?
Well, I would say that there is an obscene amount of money spent on criminal justice and locking people up, locking all kinds
of
people up. And if all that money wasn't being wasted on people who present no threat at all, like people selling marijuana, people selling heroin, then that money, there would be a market for people that... Let me go back. That money could be spent to hire somebody to simply watch these dangerous people.
Let me ask you this. I have irrefutable...
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a point that is brought up by the people who even take a more extreme position on uses of force than we do. This is a pacifist position. And let me ask you this.
No, it's not, because he's saying that somebody would shoot this person if it came down to it.
No.
That's not pacifism.
Well, I'm certainly not advocating that, and I don't think that people...
You're not advocating someone shoot a killer if they're trying to kill them?
Oh, no, yes, I would advocate that.
So that's not pacifism, but you still have a question mark, right? So hang on. We'll get to that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Would like to have you join the show if you've got some comments, even if it's on our first hour where we weren't able to take your calls.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.